Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
Abby's asked a guy to do something with her that she has never asked before. We will get into that in 1 second. I want to ask you this hypothetical question, though.
Okay.
All right, how much would you pay to be on a dating app that you know will find you your soulmate?
How long is it going to take me to find me my soulmate?
A lot of that has to do on your personality.
Because the fees are going to add up.
Yep.
But it's guaranteed.
Well, I guess I'm throwing that in there, but let's just say.
Okay. If it's guaranteed, I'm going to say maybe $10
a month. $10
a month. $120 a year.
That is the most you would spend to find a soulmate.
That's what a soulmate is worth to you.
Is this low? Well, here's the thing.
Is it low? Yeah. That's like the well drink of dating apps.
That's the great value soulmate.
I mean, seriously.
Well, the other ones are free, so it's 10 times more than the other one. How many years am I going to be on it? How many bad dates do I have to go through on it? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of variables here that go into my decision.
Well, I mean, even if you're going to be on it 10 years at $100 a year, you're still way ahead of the game.
Absolutely. I know, but if I pay more, do I find them sooner? If it's $50 a month, do I get to end this hell?
That's less than a Netflix subscription.
You don't want to find love.
Hey, serious.
What's going on with Bridgerton? More important than finding my soulmate.
Touché.
There is a dating service now out in California that is fixing up singles for much more than what you have estimated. They are charging $1 million for their dating service.
We have a huge client base in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. Usually it's someone that hasn't really prioritized love and prioritized maybe career or other parts of their life ahead of love. Wherever your person is, we will be there finding them for you. We get them, we chat with them, and then we vet them through social media, through background checks, and potentially credit checks if you're interested in that as well.
So $1 million for that, which most do anyway, minus a couple of those things.
Listen, if somebody is paying $1 million to find their soulmate, it's not their personality or their looks that are getting them their person. They're going to find any woman in the LA, San Francisco area, and they'll be like, yep, that's my soulmate. They are.
How many people, they say they have a massive database. How many could really sign up for $1 million?
That's the one I was saying. Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's like saying, I'm not going to say because it's an inappropriate joke this early in the morning. Anyway, exaggeration times 10.
All right, so what do you got?
Yeah, so I am doing something with a guy that I've never done before. And I feel like for women, this is usually a 50-50 decision as to whether or not they want to go through with it. If you ask one woman how they feel about this one thing, they're probably all for it. But for the other 50%, they might be a little bit more on edge. And that...
So many dirty jokes too early in the morning.
This is not... No, the children don't know, Kristen. They don't know. And what I'm talking about is nothing dirty. It's, of course, talking about something that I'm going to do this week. Where before I go on a date with a guy, we are going to go on a FaceTime date.
instead of just going straight for it.
Okay.
So on Hinge, when I got to reset my algorithm, thanks to intern Sadie, shout out to you because it was getting dreary
in
there.
You want
to
explain that to those that didn't hear it?
Yes. So intern Sadie came in and basically said, hey, if you tell Hinge that you are over it, they will do the unthinkable and they will reset your algorithm. And they're going to show you all those hotties that they've been hiding from you because they want you to stay on the app and not find love because it makes them money.
So this is right before you unsubscribe. You're telling them I'm out. And then they're like, okay, we're going to give you one more shot.
Yeah, like you go to your settings,
fresh start.
You say, I'm done. And then they're like, wait, we have hotties. And then they're like, how about a fresh start? So then you press the fresh start button and it totally revamps your algorithm. And then I ran out of likes. Now, to your point, when I ran out of likes, I did something really embarrassing in order to get more likes. Mm-hmm. And I did pay money to get more likes. And I paid more for the likes than I would for my soulmate. Dating app. I paid
$14.99. Whoa, you are going to find a quality man now.
So anyway, I matched with a dude and I thought he was cute, but the conversation went really well. I feel like it can sometimes just be so boring. You just do the same conversation over and over and over again. It's like, hi, how are you? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm at work. What are you doing? And it just gets so monotonous.
Is this the conversation you showed me?
This is the conversation that I showed you.
She's not even, when I say the banter was bantering, oh my gosh, it was so good.
Is this the one over the weekend with the white guy with the black guy name?
No. Oh, that's
where was I?
Yeah, where were you?
I missed this.
No, do we get to say what his name was?
Yeah, this is not about White Jerome.
White Jerome.
I'm not a White Jerome.
That's what I said. And then the next guy that I matched with was not a white guy, but had a very white guy name. I was like, what's going on here? Like, what? This reset button did some crazy ass.
That's funny.
So yes, this is, Kristen, to your point, this is the conversation that I showed you, confirmed from another source. The banter was bantering.
It was so good.
But here's the thing. I'm jaded. I've been through these so many times where I'm like, you think it's going great. Usually if they're a really good texter, they're so boring in person. So I'm like, you know what? This guy doesn't live in our city. He lives about 3 hours the other way, but it's a place where there's no women. So he has his location set to this city. And he's like, I'm going to come up and we're going to go out. I'm like, no. Like, that's way too much pressure for me. For you to drive 3 hours for me to potentially not like you at all. So I said, why don't we do something that will at least show that maybe there's a connection there. I mean, I can kind of suss out your height, see if you're a lion or not. And we're going to go on a FaceTime date sometime this week, but I'm just waiting for him to set the date because I told him I was out of town this weekend. So he left me alone, which I love.
Yeah. And you've never done this before. This is like so out of your norm to do a FaceTime date.
I know. I don't like, are we going to sit down with a glass of wine? Are we going to make dinner? I don't know what's going to happen. Okay.
This is such a great idea. I mean, because when you do the same things over and over again, like you have been getting the same results, you got to change it a little bit. So this is one extra layer of filter, which I love. I am very interested, though, to find out when you guys do this FaceTime date, if you save any time at all. This is all about him coming up here at some point, which is the reason why you suggested it. But I'm guessing you're going to put as much effort into your appearance as you would if you were meeting him face-to-face in a bar.
I probably will. Yeah. But then here's the thing. I don't have to drive. I don't have to pay for parking. I don't have to have that emotional 10 minutes before you walk in where you're sweating and you question all your life choices. I can do all of that from the comfort of my couch with my cat's by for emotional support. So
I'm not mad at it.
It should be a good time.
It's a great idea. Well, I mean, dating is, it's all about time. Time. So if you do one of these, because we all know people that can text so well and they're so fast and they're so clever, but then they get in front of you and it's a big zero. So this is a nice halfway point.
No more zeros for me.
Good,
just wine in front of my FaceTime camera.
See, this is what $14.99 will get you instead of your base price.
The Burt Show.